Jeff Blankman joined here today by Jeremy Smith. He is the first-year head coach with the Arweva Rockets as we take a look back at the 2020-21 season. And, Coach, good to catch up with you again.
Yeah, you too, Jeff.
You bet, Coach. I guess the first thing I'm going to ask, your first year as the head coach, you've been around Rocket basketball for a long time over there. But as a coach, what did you take away from the 2020-2021 season, maybe for you?
Well, obviously, you know, it was kind of an odd year with the COVID issues. So summertime and you know, having maybe the opportunity to go over to Carroll and play in the top 64 league was out. So, you know, we tried to get in the gym when we could, but there were still some restrictions on that. And then you couple that with some wintry weather at the end of the season. So things kind of got, you know, disjointed at the end of the season for us. And not that it makes any excuses. I thought we were starting to play our best basketball towards the end of the year. And then you throw kind of that weather situation in there where you think you're having a game that night or that day and you don't, and then you don't have the practice either. So, it's nothing that other teams didn't have to go through, but it just felt to me like we were starting to hit maybe a little bit better of our rhythm, and it kind of got just disconjoined a little bit.
Coach, you kind of thought the same thing I did. I thought your win over Loma and even that overtime loss in the first round of the playoffs against Peyton Sherdan was by far probably the two best performances of the season for you guys. What started to click, do you think, late in the year that allowed you guys to be playing your best at the end of the year?
Well, I'll take a little bit of blame on the first part myself is, we kind of had some sets that we ran earlier in the year that maybe we got into too quickly and maybe took some shots that I didn't necessarily like. And then I kind of got a couple more systems, a couple new wrinkles that we put in that the girls really took to. And it was kind of our go-to that we felt comfortable with it after having it around long enough. And the second part is you know, I almost hate to admit this. We got in the huddle and we were down 17 against Peyton Sherdan. And I looked at the girls. I said, there's nothing left here. You know, there's no time to be scared. You just got to go out there and let it fly. Well, Sarah Shirky comes out and lets it fly and she hits five threes. You know, I think she had one maybe in the first half, but she hits four. And I'm like, I was kind of disappointed and pleasantly disappointed. I'm like, this is all I've ever wanted to do all year. And I go, and when they came out there and then you had Hannah on the top of the press, or, you know, our 1-3-1, and she ends up with 12 steals in that game. So you look at those senior girls that came out there and fought for every, you know, last play, every last loose ball. They did the girls truly were diving down the floor and things maybe we hadn't done earlier in the year. And it was just amazing to watch that game. And yeah, we lost, but, man, I couldn't be happier how they played that game.
Coach, sounds like maybe just relaxed and left it fly a little bit. You think that group maybe put a little too much pressure on themselves this season?
You know, I think they did, and it was one of those things I always reiterated in practice was I have confidence you need to shoot. Now, you know, if you look at percentages, yeah, I felt like we were a better team percentage-wise. I think we're going to end of the year, you know, probably equal to or maybe even a little less than on the percentage side of shooting. But I seen them in practice shoot the way they could, and I think maybe, you know, that this was a do-or-die situation that when they started letting it fly, and they truly believed it, and maybe you got a little less pressure on yourself when this is all you got left to fight for. Because, like I said, in practice, those girls could shoot the lights out, and then you get into games, and it seemed like we had times where we struggled. But I'm glad it ended the way it did with us shooting better at that last game.
Two of the first four games of the season for you guys against teams that finished second and third in the conference. How tough do you think it was to maybe have that strong schedule to start with that maybe hindered you guys, especially with a lack of an off season for new coach, new system, and new style for these kids to have to play with?
Well, yeah, you know, the first, and me and Sarah actually talked about this. I think, you know, you go even to the Westwood Sloan game and a couple of these other teams, yeah, if you really look back on it, we had a very tough conference, I believe, and a tough schedule. But, yeah, coming out of the chute, you know, we played Peyton Sherdan right out of the chute, and it's not that we were unfamiliar with Danielle and what they had around them. You know, there are certain things that we try to do against that team that obviously we didn't do so well in the first time, but we figured it out at the end. But, you know, I think sometimes getting that early start to a season where you're at least competitive or you're in games – changes a lot of things, maybe changes the trajectory of that team to start the season. And And to be honest with you, there's just some things that they weren't. I gave them a little more freedom on maybe on the offensive end, and I don't think they quite knew how to handle it. And, you know, like, not too much horn, but at the end, it seemed to me they were starting to get that. And you could see that was a team that I always kind of envisioned.
Was it just comfort level, you think, was the biggest growth of the season for them? Or what areas did you feel like this team grew throughout the year?
Well, the thing is I think, yeah, the comfort level and maybe the fact that, you know, I've never been a big guy that would say anything. If it's a bad shot, I'll let you know it's a bad shot. But if you take a good shot and don't go in, there's no, you know, reaction. You just got to go down and play defense. And you can't let that thing, that one missed shot, turn into two, you know. And I think there was times, even as a team, we kind of turned into a little bit of that where we'd see the ball not go in the hoop, and then it would go on extended runs. But when we started, you know, making shots, we were a completely different team. And that's obviously elementary basketball. But as a whole, it changed us. So when we started seeing the ball go in the basket, and that really short towards the end of the year, because, you know, our scoring went up more so at the end of the year than it did towards the beginning. And that's a little bit by design and some of the plays we ran too, I think.
Coach, you mentioned defense here, but if you miss a shot, you still got to go back and play defense. Do you feel like you guys were where you wanted to be defensively this year?
Well, you know, that's the one thing. We faced a lot of 1-3-1 zones last year and years prior, and it gave us fits. So, you know, I said, well, we're going to have to learn how to play it in practice because I think we're going to see a lot of it. Dumb first-year coach, we didn't see very much of it at all. But what happened was I got him prepared to see a 1-3-1, and what it turned out to be was, you know, our staple defense and one of the defenses that – we got really good at it. You know, at the last game of the year, we tried to do everything we could to face guard Hoyle, and we had issues with it. We just couldn't quite stay in front of her, and then we couldn't rebound out of it. So we went back to our 1-3-1, and that's kind of the defense we made to use to make our run. And, you know, the girls were comfortable with it. He had, like I said, he had Hannah out top creating havoc, you know, on the guards. But the other problem we had a little bit with it, and moving forward, we have to change is, you know, we got into some foul trouble in many games because we didn't play with our feet and mostly with our hands, and that happens. But the aggressiveness you can't take away, but it's just one of the issues we have to fix.
Coach, I mentioned earlier I thought Loma and Peyton Jordan at the end of the season maybe your best two games of the year, but I don't get to see all of your games. So what games stood out for you as maybe the best games that you guys had this season?
Yeah, I just filled out another year-end recap report here, too, and you hit the nail on the head. I picked Logan and the Peyton Stradam game as well. You know, obviously, you want to take some of those games as a win, you would think would be your best. But to be honest with you, I look at that Peyton Stradam game as, you know, obviously, it's not a win. But what the product on the floor was what I envisioned of that team. You know, way back when we started in the summer, it's unfortunate it was the last game that happened, but it's better that I saw it at all than to never saw it. So, and then you go back to the Logan game. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, the Logan game and the Peyton Stradam game, their style of play fits us offensively a little better. They're not necessarily pressuring us the whole way up the floor, and we could kind of get into the things we wanted. So those things helped, and those are things we have to in the future work on. That you're going to get pressured by these teams, and you have to figure out how to get in an offense out of it.
With it being your first year, did you get to implement everything you wanted as this season went on? So the younger kids kind of know it coming into next year, or are there still things that not just going to tweak probably from year to year, but things that you still need to add to get the kids familiar with?
Yeah, you know, we had couple JV tournaments that got canceled, stuff like that. So, yeah, the younger kids, you know, I'm not going to say they're starting from scratch, but there's, you know, kind of in our JV system, we played primarily a 2-3 zone. And I really like our 1-3-1. And to be honest with you, I think some of the athletes coming up in the lower classes, we do have an opportunity maybe to be maybe a little deeper. And we're more athletics that maybe we can do some more pressing. So, you know, there's some things I like that we did this year, but personnel might change some of the things we do moving forward. And but I think the foundation pretty much is going to stay the same.
Coach, five seniors in this year's group, Hannah Krause, Jaden Smith, Sarah Shirky, Bridget Cameron, and Maris Cameron. Just amazing kids, let alone great athletes as well. But just a fun group. They go out and they play hard in everything. They participate in everything. They give you everything they have, and they're just a lot of fun to be around. But one of them, your daughter, so this is probably a pretty special group for you.
Oh, yeah. I actually got to coach these girls when they were in Little League, too. So they're, I believe it was their fifth and sixth grade years. And then kind of lost them there in the junior high years. So not lost them. They moved on to junior high. And then, in their sophomore year, I became the assistant head coach. So, yeah, I've been around this group for quite a while. And, yeah, to say they're a fun group is kind of an understatement. You know, they're fun. They like to have fun. And the thing is this. You know, that's the one thing I'll take away from this senior group is when, kind of the rubber met the road at that Payne-Chenam game, we were down 17. You can just look at them and say, hey, go do whatever you can do. And like I said, they looked at each other and it was all on them. That senior group really led that team, you know, all the way back in that game. And what a joy that was for me to watch. It was awesome.
Coach, cupboard not going to be bare. You had some underclassmen get some experience. Jamie Houseman, Timberland Cook, Maggie Regeller had a nice year for you. Cora Obrecht's a good athlete. Samantha Hinders, it's going to give you some size coming back. And that's just a few of the girls that were able to see the floor this year. But like you said, you got some younger talent coming through. So what's the future of the Arweva program look like?
Well, I think it looks very promising. Hopefully things stay normal here. Our issue again is going to be, I think offensively is going to be shooting. And if we can get those girls, got all the athletic talent in the world and they can get up and down the floor, I think maybe you'll see a little bit different look on the offensive end for that reason. But ultimately we got to become better shooters. And, you know, Timberland was one of our better 3-point shooters this year. Again, there's girls that as the year progressed, I seen them become better shooters. And now, in my opinion, all that's left is some of the confidence level, like we talked about earlier. So, yeah, and we got some promising post players too, I think. You know, like you said, Sammy Henders, a tall girl, and if she keeps working at it, she's going to have a lot of promise down there. And Cora Obrecht's kind of one of those. I kind of want to relate her maybe a little bit to Jaden, that she's athletic enough. You know, if we can get her to get maybe a little bit more range, she could be, you know, a threat all around the court. So, yeah, there's a lot of girls that have a lot of promise. It's just how much time we can put in and how much time they're willing to put in themselves.
Coach, what's the off-season program going to look like for you guys?
Well, like I say, again, if things stay the same, I would love to be in the gym as often as I can. I'm a big firm believer, though. I don't like to override any other sport that's going on in their season. So I always like to work with the other coaches, whether it be track or softball. And if I can get them in the gym and they're okay with it, shooting and ball handling is going to be a big issue for us. I'm a big believer too that, I'm not really a big positions guy. Yeah, there's areas going to be more comfortable on the floor, but, ultimately I'd love it that you could have 4 to 5 girls on the floor that can bring the ball up against pressure, because in our conference and in our schedule, we're going to see it night in and night out. So we got to get used to that.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us. Thanks for everything throughout the season. I really appreciate you getting us results and stats. And I know we ask a lot over here at the radio station, but appreciate you with the way you worked with us this year and looking forward to next season.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. I appreciate all that you guys do there, too.
You bet. Head coach again, Jeremy Smith, again with the Arweva Rocket Girls basketball program.